that you're doing a project now within your own school, trying to introduce some of these ideas into your day-to-day classroom teaching. Yep. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've got several projects which are on the go, ranging from starters for pupils doing their own project work and to debate. Starters would be something like I put an image or a picture of one of the scientists that I've mentioned, which would challenge their perceptions of scientists and they feel what the scientists should actually look like. Projects dealing with how they would be given a particular person to research and look up.
Yeah.
And then present what their findings were, were they the real ones to discover it or not. Debates I found to be quite a good way to do it, because I could arrange a debate about whether it was Al-Haytham who made all the groundbreaking discoveries, or was it Snell. Alternative to look at the issue of the William Harvey and Ibn Nafis, which is there's a lot of resources on that.
I know that you've produced quite a lot of materials and resources that are going to be included in the schemes of work at your school, but can you give me some examples of things that you've been doing?
Yeah, the light module, for example, has a lot of stuff now about Ibn al-Haytham, who did the sort of Sinai, called Sinai, kind of angle of incidence, angle of reflection. Magnetism has a big chunk by the Chinese contributions, particularly the first compass that they invented, and the concept of friction, which Avenpass, an Arab scientist, made lots of headway on that topic.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you already begin to get stuff into your schemes of work. But I also know that you've also talked to other teachers in the department and your own head of department. Can you just say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I've spoken to the head of department and got a lot of support from her. She's been very supportive, and other teachers have been happy to get involved and have offered to trial some of the materials and give me feedback on how well it's gone.